from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump has signed new U.S. global tariffs, keeping in line with his campaign promise and consistent protectionist rhetoric.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
The tariffs cover a wide range of products and are targeting many countries, including key U.S. allies. Trump called the reciprocal tariffs, quote, Liberation Day for the U.S. after trading partners have, quote, looted, pillaged, and raped American industries for decades. All countries will also have an immediate 10% baseline tariff on imported goods. The New Hope Lambertville Bridge was rededicated Tuesday night after a long restoration project with the debut of new colorful lights that can be lit for holidays and special occasions. Delaware River Joint Toll Bridge Commission Executive Director Joseph Resta says that the lights will also bring tourists to both sides of the Delaware River to admire them.
The lights bring folks to the various river towns to A, see the lights, but B, to eat and shop and do all the other things they do when they purchase in the towns that abut us.
The LED lights have a lifespan of 10 years, and a 24-year-old Atlantic City police officer is accused of handcuffing and sexually assaulting a female victim inside his squad car. Joshua Munyon of Egg Harbor Township has been charged with aggravated sexual assault, and official misconduct. The officer's arrest followed months of investigation by the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office after the woman reported being assaulted in September, the same day it allegedly happened. Munyon, first hired in August 2022, was on modified assignment until criminal charges were filed. He is now suspended without pay, pending the case's outcome. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Stocks have tanked on Wall Street after the tariff announcement from Trump. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 1,600 points at times today. The S&P 500 has been down at 4%, and the NASDAQ has been over 800 points lower at times. And the Dow closed down 1,679 points. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 forecast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And any new weather surprises, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather will probably pick up about an inch of total rainfall between now and early next week. Yes, much needed rain, drought. I wish it would just come all at once, though, because things are going to be kind of damp and dreary and miserable at times. Keep the umbrella handy and the jacket, too. We will see pockets of dry weather along the way. Scattered showers are set to return to New Jersey tonight, and there is a chance of a thunderstorm, maybe even a stronger storm cell spitting out some wind. Low temperatures tonight dropping into the upper 50s. Tomorrow we're in the 60s with rain showers through midday, then trending drier in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and mild. Saturday, though, turns cool and dreary. Highs only make it to around 50. Best chance of showers Saturday will be early and late. And then Sunday, one more burst of warmth back to the 70s. Dry early on Sunday, then scattered rain returns in the afternoon to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Trenton, 74. Egg Harbor Township, 70. Sussex, 65. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.